The judge looked across the crowded courtroom as the four prisoners were brought up from the cells. First came Robert Hunt and David Davidson, thin, gaunt spectres of men who had dwelt too long in the gloom of the dungeon, both blinking furiously as the guards prodded them towards the bench. Perhaps they had not expected to see so many witnesses assembled, so many lords and landowners, members of the clergy, who tittled and tattled, whispered behind their hands, eyes darting back and forth between themselves and the accused. Then came Josiah Davidson, his face flushed, his eyes downcast, as if an invisible mantle of shame was bearing down upon his thin shoulders. As well it might be, the judge considered, observing the sweat-shined countenance of this snake, who had whispered so many secrets to the prison chaplain, secrets that had betrayed the man who walked behind him, whose very presence put a hush upon the room, still in the nervous bandage of the witnesses, hushing the murmurs from the public gallery, the emissaries of those who had lined the streets of Norwich to this day, assembled in still and deathly silent lines, using only their eyes to express the hatred they felt for the authorities, the love that burned for this man. Richard Knuckles did not bow his head as he walked across the room. The judge would have liked to have seen before him a manifestation of that arch fiend of sedition of popular imagination, a pointed tail perhaps, a pair of red eyes, but he saw only a man. A man of average height and wiry physique, long dark hair with streaks of grey tied loosely around the back of his neck, arms made strong from his trade of weaving. A man who eschewed religion for reason, it was said, who had tried to persuade his fellow workers in the looms of St. Augustine's that the road to freedom was paved with learning, who had set up a reading room to try and equip them with the intellectual skills they lacked, only to fall back on qualities that already possessed in abundance, physical strength and the will to heed his words, to turn them into revolt. Only a man, mused the judge, as Knuckles took his place on the bench and stood, his shoulders straight, his manacled wrists folded before him, his dark brown eyes staring straight ahead into his own. Only a man. But, as the judge deflected the stare to take in the plump pink faces of the witnesses, hiding behind their hands and their fans, their money and their fear, he thought perhaps that Knuckles was the only man in the room. Knuckles continued to stare straight ahead as the cases were read out against him, as each witness stood to testify. As Josiah Davidson grew more sticky and shaky, rolling his finger around his collar, Knuckles appeared more calm and serene. The jury didn't take long to consider their verdict. The foreman handed the judge the slip of paper that contained Knuckles' fate. It was as he had expected. The power of the elite stuck against the will of the people, and on the meagre evidence that had been offered, against justice itself. Robert Hunt, David Davidson. He first addressed the pale shadows that trembled at the furthest end of the bench. That is the will of this court to find you both innocent. You may go free this day, and may the Lord keep you from ever returning here. A gasp like the hiss of waves upon the shore passed around the courtroom. The defendants looked at each other in disbelief, as if waking from a dream. The judge tried to hide his tremor in his hands as he reached for his black cap. Josiah Davidson. The saying of this name steadied him. The judge felt an illicit stab of pleasure for holding the power of life and death over this one, in watching what little colour was left drain from the snake's cheeks as his pale eyes stared in disbelief at that which lay across the top of the judge's head, realisation slowly dawning that all his forked tongue betrayals had in fact amounted to nothing. But that pleasure was short-lived, as the judge turned his gaze towards the man's companion. Richard Knuckles, it is the will of this court to find you guilty as charged on all counts. You will be taken from this place. The judge found that yet again he could not meet Knuckles' stare, and his voice wavered as he looked down on his bench. Into the gallows, where you shall be hanged by the neck until death. May God have mercy on your souls. Josiah Davidson staggered forward as if in a faint, catching himself on the wooden bars in front of him. A shrill scream rang out from the gallery. Lockhart continued to stare at the judge, and the judge found his eyes being pulled towards those of the condemned man. While all around him the courtroom erupted into a roar of noise, Lockhart's mouth twitched upwards into a grin. "Just up," he said, before they could put him away. "I'll wait for you on the other side."